reaction. I feel like we had a really good conversation about like J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, right? Like it was really deep. It was nice. Yeah. And then we're like, Hawaiian Punch Guy.
I had to instantly look up the Hawaiian Punch Guy. You don't want to live his life.
Why not, dude? Look at him.
Look at him. I'm going to share my screen with you. What do you mean look at him?
I'm looking at him right now. It's right. It's still on my screen. I'm mesmerized.
Look at his hairdo.
I'm mesmerized by this man.
What is going on here?
All right, well, maybe not. Oh, they redesigned him. Hawaiian Punch Man. Let me see. Just wait. Hawaiian Punch Man. 90s. I'm thinking 90s. 90s, he was like, remember Doodle Bob from SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, this motherfucking, you like, this guy had style. Still looked like a fucking bum.
Still had style? His hair is a nightmare to look at.
I mean, yeah.
What is that even supposed to be? What is that supposed to be? What is his hair supposed to be?
Is that a hair? Is that like a hat?
No, it's... that's a good question. The weird 3D models of him have brown hair on the side, and then that whatever the red stuff is on top. Is that a hat? Maybe it's a hat.
Redesign.
But, like, what does that hat do?
Also, this motherfucker is not Hawaiian. You know?
No, he's not.
This guy is... Yeah. How many fingers? And four fingers, you freak. Four toes? Mm-mm. You know what? I take it all back. Hawaiian Punch Man is a monster.
Who would win in a fight? Kool-Aid Man or Hawaiian Punch Man?
Oh, Kool-Aid Man, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Squeezes his neck, you know? Pops his head right off. I watch Yellow Jackets.
What the hell is Polar Blast? I'm sorry, you watched Yellow Jackets? Yeah.
So I was like, what flavor are you supposed to be? You're nothing but a fraud. You're nothing but a fake.
Who are you again?
I'm the one that provides the real fruity flavors. You're an amateur. Just
kills him like that. And then when the Kool-Aid Man has Hawaiian Punch Man up, right?
Yeah.
With his hand ready to snap his neck, you hear a rustling behind him.
Oh God, who is it?
And all you see is a glint from the reflection from his shades.
Oh, shit.
Chester Cheetah has joined the battle.
He's just done a line.
He goes for the Kool-Aid Man's knees.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
And then the Noid comes out from the sky. And he's not really fighting. He's just swimming in the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
He's just chilling inside of him.
He's like, why are you even here? This is a game. We need to design this.
Food and the mascots. Dunkaroos kangaroo is just hopping around.
Yeah. Yeah. Dunkaroos. God, those are great.
They're not anymore. They're not.
Why not?
I don't like the icing.
Okay.
Anymore.
They changed it. They changed all
the cookies
things.
Aren't kangaroos. They're like.
Do you feel like they're just changing, like they're changing the recipe?
Yeah.
Like everybody's changing it and it's just getting cheaper and shittier?
Yep.
Like what happened? Bummer. Like what happened to? What is it? Chips Ahoy used to be great. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep. I don't know.
Post show question comes from Naga Chaka. I did not read this question. He just said post show. I was like, okay, good enough for me, and I put it here. I trust Naga Chaka. I trust this man. I think this is more of a post show question, but I'll let you guys decide. Do you talk about games at work? If so, is it welcomed or discouraged? Several years ago, I remember talking about Uncharted 4 at work in the staff room, and someone actually shushed us and asked us to change the subject.
Well, screw that person. How dare you?
Fuck you, Donna.
It's the staff room, not Donna's room.
Exactly. God damn, Donna.
Fuck off, Donna.
It's always a Donna. It's always a Donna. I mean... Kyle, do you go, hey? Do you
I know. Work? I mean, you work with people that are more familiar with it now. My job is filled with older people.
Sure.
And so, like, I don't talk about it a whole lot. There is one guy that I've been talking about because I let slip that I do a podcast, and he actually listened to a show and thought it was really, really good.
Oh, shit.
An episode of it. Sorry. He's been asking me questions. It's fine. I just got to make sure I don't say anything in the main show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You tweet like, did I say anything about Mike?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think you did. I'm pretty sure you have it.
Yeah. I know I have in the post show. That's why I asked that question. Yeah.
Well, that's just like a Patreon guy now.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been asking me like what kind of games I'm into, and him saying like, talking about the kind of games he played. Like, he tried Resident Evil 7 last year, but he was like, nah, I'm too scary. Game he loved was Alien Isolation. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it happens, but I don't seek out of it. My work days are me just keeping quiet and just getting through it.
Isn't that everybody's work day?
I just want to get home, man.
I saw a tweet from you complaining about your commute to work. And let me tell you something, Kyle. You think you have it rough.
Shut up. Don't.
You think you have it rough. I have to wake up every morning.
You have to walk 5 fucking feet.
I got to wake up. Kyle, please. I got to wake up every morning. Make breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay? Scrambled eggs and sausage. Chicken sausage. I like chicken sausage. And then at around 8:50... I have to walk upstairs.
You have 50 minutes for breakfast?
I do. I prepare.
You allot yourself a whole hour?
I allot myself. I got to wake up somewhere. So I make my coffee, scramble some eggs, do some sausage. Today I had a little bit of a feast because I also had Eggos. And then I sit down and I absorb the news. Guess what? It's depressing. And then I walk upstairs, and then I click on Google Chrome, and always Google Chrome decides it's going to forget everything. So I got to, you know, reinstall shit. I go to work. It's tough.
I know that yawn wasn't on purpose. It was incredibly well-timed, and how dare you?
Yeah, it's rough.
How dare you? 8 o'clock, I'm strolling into the office after... Yeah. Stuck in traffic for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, no, but real talk, you want to know who had it worse? I'm going to tell you who had it worse. My papa, my father. He, when I was a kid, we lived in Middletown, New York, and I can incriminate myself there because I don't live there anymore. But Middletown, New York is in upstate New York. It's not like upstate. It's like an hour from the border of Jersey, maybe 40 minutes. 40 minutes to an hour from Jersey. And from Middletown, he would go into Brooklyn every single day. And he did that for about 8 years.
That's
until
wild.
They moved to Kearny, New Jersey. Yeah.
Absolutely wild. I don't get how people do that.
Podcast, man. That's why we're so popular. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I'm just like in general. So I figured it out today as I was sitting at my desk because I was so upset. Because it's not the fact that the commute is long, which in itself is tiring. It's the fact that I check it first thing in the morning when I wake up. It's like, oh, it's going to take me 45 minutes. All right. I know that I can take my time a little bit. I can relax, hang out with the girls before they go to school, whatever. And then I get in my car and I drive. Yeah. And during that 15 minutes of initial driving – all hell breaks loose, and that 45 minutes turns to an hour 20.
Fair.
What are you doing? And then when I'm sitting in traffic, I'm like, what is causing the traffic? Oh, man, that was very Jerry Seinfeld. Where did that come from?
What's wrong with the traffic?
What's the deal with the traffic?
You gotta move!
and then I go into work, I'm like, oh, it's gonna get worse. Be prepared.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, you said it might take 2 hours someday.
Yeah.
Cool. And that means I have to leave at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Cool. So I was actually looking into, because of that, of like, maybe there's a local gym, and I'll just leave early, go to the gym before work.
Ooh.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Ooh.
The only closest gym,
Joe.
Is I think it's called Gotham City Gyms, which is cool.
It's cool. That's a cool name.
But their slogan is something like, get your fat ass in here. Like, very...
That's aggressive.
Very aggressive. Like, hey, no, I'm not going to get in there and listen to you call me fat while I'm working out and thinking that's going to motivate me.
Yeah, don't call me a fat bitch. No, it is not. You know what I was thinking? and someone... Let me in on this. Maybe it's crazy talk, but I'm thinking about it. I'm
just thinking about
back
it.
Back off. I'm thinking about it. I was thinking about getting an exercise bike. Yeah. Because
Peloton?
I was thinking about Peloton, but my sister-in-law's like, no, don't do that. You don't do that, stupid bitch. And I'm like, well, aggressive. I don't know. They're too expensive and they may go out of business, apparently. But I'm like, they sold a lot of them. They're like, but apparently they sold them all. I'm like, but like Apple's gonna buy them. I thought Apple's gonna buy them.
They sold them all. Can you imagine? They're going out of business. They sold them all. They can. They refuse to make more.
Yeah,
it's done.
Yeah, it's like I'm a Russian trying to go get a Big Mac right now. It's like, what do you mean they're done? What do you mean they sold them all? They're just packing up shop.
It's meat, bread, and cheese. What do you mean they're done?
What do you mean a loaf of bread costs $13? What do you mean I can take out credit for this? What the is going on here? That's a timely joke and a reference that hopefully people still get in 3 months. Where is it going with this? Oh yeah, but like so what I wanted to do is get a exercise bike, right? And it's a joke. Settle down, don't yell at me. Get an exercise bike and then get like a cheap little like flat screen and put it against the wall.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, and wait for it. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Get an Xbox Series S.
Uh-huh.
Because it's small and manageable. Put it like under the TV, wherever. Just off to the side. And like I play like a Game Pass game while I'm exercising. Because to me, I have to gamify it. If I'm not gamifying it, this sucks.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like that, if I'm just like playing Tunic on a bike, it doesn't matter as long as my legs are moving.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't have to play great. I can just keep my movement going.
So I've done similar things and thought of similar things. I have a treadmill down here.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, oh, maybe like when I play MLB The Show, I will walk and play.
Yeah.
But I am so worried with the treadmill that I am going to be like walking like weeble wobbly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to trip off the side and actually hurt myself because I'm not paying attention. So much to play the game. But in the past, I have put on just movies and walked the length of a movie, which I might start up again if I ever find the time and I can dig the treadmill out.
Yeah, that was the other thing. It's like maybe I just like put on a movie and like kind of just zone out.
Maybe every time you watch No Way Home.
Yeah.
You're on the bike.
Yeah, and like have like a cheap little Apple TV there. I think we have like a shitty little Apple TV we could put somewhere. Put No Way Home on, believe in God again, and it's like good to go. Like if there was no deity, how did this happen? There's three of them there. Also, when it's all right to spoil it, like Spider-Man now.
Right? I feel like they themselves have spoiled it on it's social out. Media.
It's
if
it's,
you are listening to this and haven't seen it yet, get ready. We're gonna something's gonna come out right now.
There's three Spider-Men.
Yeah, there's three of them.
You wouldn't believe who they are. Like no, like seriously, like there's clips of them. So it's like it's out.
Yeah, they did a promotional photo of them doing the meme.
Yeah. So it's here. You knew it. It was a cultural phenomenon. Sorry, you didn't want to get sick. You're probably smart enough for it, you know, not to. But here it is. You heard it from me, yeah, boy. You know, and who better to hear it from?
Yeah, who better? The guy who wants to be the Hawaiian Punch dude.
One day, I'll find my respect.
This Halloween.
Yeah.
I expect for our Halloween episode, you show up as Hawaiian Punch dude. I want that red hat on your head, blue and white striped shirt.
Yeah.
And just drinking every flavor of blue Hawaiian Punch you can find.
Actually, so now that my best friend is single, now this costume feels a little bit more appropriate. So she wanted to do this with me last Halloween. I was like, no, that's you, like, that would insinuate something. And I don't want your boyfriend to get, like, jealous. Let's not do it. But now it's fine. We're friends, whatever, right? Laszlo and what's her face from What We Do in the Shadows, Nausea.
Oh.
She's like, okay. You be Laszlo, I'll be Nausea. I'm like, we can actually, I have the temperament to pull off Laszlo.
You absolutely can.
And she's just sick of me enough that she could be Nausea. I'm like,
that's,
okay.
That's really I'll good.
Allow it. All
that's
out.
Really great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what I would want to be for Halloween, be Laszlo. Yeah. He's in Book of Boba Fett. You know that? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of the service droids to Boba Fett. He tells him all the news.
Apparently, this isn't as big of a leap in logic as I think people will think. Taika Waititi, who is like the creator of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yep.
He's in a new HBO show.
Yes, it's not good.
Mockumentary. Oh, it's not good?
Did not like the first three episodes.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's like a pirate thing, too. It's like all up my alley, and it's just not great.
That stinks.
Yeah, I know. I know. What was the question again?
Oh, so you're talking about video games at work.
So, so I work at Uber Strategist now. Everybody clap. Everybody claps. Everybody applaud my efforts. So we deal with games, but you'd be surprised of how little we actually talk about them.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's, you know, because again, it's the end of the day, it's just a job. It's just the product, you know, right? That said, my boss has been playing a lot of Elden Ring, so we've been talking a lot about Elden Ring. So that's nice. But, you know, it's not really, it's not all too much. You'd really be surprised. That's just a job. It is what it is. That said, though, I can't say the game, but I've had to ruin my browser history because one of the games that I'll be launching, I think, tomorrow is, you know, one of those games where, let's just say
are
it's
you
a
working
risque.
At a porn game?
It might as well be, to be honest. You know, like the
you work on a Gal Gun?
Yeah. Oh wait, no, oh no, it has come out. Yeah, yeah, it's Gal Gun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Gal
oh,
Gun
for real?
Yeah,
that
for
is
Nintendo
the game?
Switch. Yeah, it'll be out by this time. So talk okay. about it. So like I had to I learned what a VTuber is.
Oh yeah.
Everyone. A shrewd person where I just like you're into what you're into, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to judge you, but like, there's still a little judgment. So, what a VTuber is like a virtual tuber, right? A virtual
that doesn't make it any better.
So, it's a
like we talk about a potato for all I know.
I wish it was. They're like, and like pretty much like. I'm talking, but instead of you seeing me,
a virtual YouTuber.
A virtual YouTuber, and they happen to be all anime girls with very large breasts. And again, you're into what you're into. If you're into that,
yeah,
go for it. Go hog wild. But Joseph had to ruin his Twitch history,
his Google history. I feel like you say that Joe had to. You had to ruin your browser history. I feel like you just did extra credit just to do extra credit.
No.
And you're trying to cover.
No. I found it strange and peculiar. I said, because like one girl's like, after I said that, my one coworker, she's just like, yeah, one of my friends is a VTuber. I'm like, oof. In my head, I'm like, not oof to her, like oof to myself, like, oh no, did I put myself in a corner? And I said this immediately afterwards. I just feel like I'm just out of touch. And
okay, old man.
I'm becoming old and jaded, and I feel like the picture of a meme where there's an old guy and he's just glaring at a young man holding a body pillow. Of like an anime girl, like it's real, and he's just staring at him like, what the fuck? And the old man's just going, I fought a war for you. It's the same energy. It's like, I fought a war for you. Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I there was one GIF. I should show you the conversation I have with my boss. I go, there's one GIF. And she's like, I know what you're the one you're talking about. And I gave her the GIF, a promotional GIF. It's like a tongue and a lady, and she's dancing around or whatever. So you draw your conclusions. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you say that slower as I look it up?
Sure. Gal gun lady tongue.
Tongue GIF. Let's see.
Oh boy.
Well, that's a Megan Fox from Jennifer's Body.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Whoa. Slow down. Roll here. Kyle's doing some extra credit. Anyway. But I literally gave her the gif of God, the guy from SNL with the wide eyes going, oh my God.
I think I found it.
Yeah.
She like licking a screen?
No, it's like motion? There's like tongues attacking her. Again, it's strange and it's not for me. And I'm not here to judge. On Nintendo Switch, you could buy it for I don't know how much.
Hey, Nintendo, the family console.
Nintendo, the family console of choice. You know?
That should be the next episode of the Nintendo Nook. We talk about Galgun.
Oh, I'm good. But, so there's other games that I'm very excited to talk about. And, like, the Galgun one was perfect because it's just like, hey, take it easy. It's going to be dumb fun. They were also very nice about it.
It has its audience already.
Yeah, it has its audience. Don't worry. And they were really nice about it, too. Like, they're very nice. Like, they all, you know, they know what it is. And it's just, you know, kind of embracing
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Does this mean that your first game credit will be Galgun and your name will be in the credits of the Galgun game?
No. My name will never be in the credits of any game. No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. No, you know, it is what it is. I don't seek fame, Kyle.
They don't do that?
To me. No. If I was, so like, let's just say if I was working at like Insomniac, right? And I was their social media guy or whatever, they would probably put me in the credits. But for this, since it's just like, they would probably show maybe our agency.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I think of indie games with, like, Pop Agenda.
Yeah.
And they list Pop Agenda and the people on Pop Agenda.
They would probably list us at the end, maybe.
Oh, sweet.
Depends.
Well, so cool.
Yeah. So, it is cool that, like, oh, I'm launching a game. This is going to be cool. Like, you know, people are requesting keys, and now I'm the key master. Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Nice.
Hopefully I give some people a shot.
Yeah.
You know, not the sex shot thing that's in the game. It's a lot. And listen, again, I'm not here to judge it. Whatever.
And now I'm just imagining you.
And I need to say this again. My thoughts do not mirror my employer. So knock it off.
Yeah, I'm now just imagining you searching for like these gifts to use and discovering VTubers, and Mama Badfit walks into your room. Go, oh, Joe, not again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was your dad that caught you doing the deed, right? When
you were younger? Yeah, when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. That was hilarious. Well, Joe at the time didn't think it was hilarious, but it was hilarious. In retrospect, fucking hilarious. But yeah, no, so that's, I feel like we covered a lot in this episode.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a really good post show.
In short, we don't talk about video games at work all that much. Yeah,
not all that much. You'd be surprised a little. But you know what I do, Kyle?
What?
You want to know what I do? I put movies on the background, and while I'm typing, I'm like, oh, this is nice. And I go back.
I have to sit through country music, which I know some people like.
No, I'll put a
blue in addition to super religious music.
Lord Jesus Christ, he saved my life. Exactly. He'll save yours unless, you know.
Again, no shame, but like I let me put on Foo Fighters.
Oh no.
let me put on something like
I'll put on Ghost. If y'all don't know who Ghost is, their metal is fucking, they worship Satan. The new album's really good though. Like it's been stellar. Yeah. Oh my God! I need to show you one. Yeah, I'll give you the album. It's good.
Nice. Yeah. Oh.
All right, am I supposed to end the show now?
Yeah, I mean, you're in charge.
I am. Everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show. Thank you for supporting us
the way
you do. Yeah.
Do you want to tell the patrons about what we're doing for with Patreon?
So, yes. So what we were thinking about doing for this month, because gas is super fucking expensive, we are going to pause payments for this month, so you're not going to be charged anything. Because again, we get it. The world's crazy. Now, that said, next month payments will continue because it seems like now gas has gone back down to 100. So it was almost 140. There was almost no end in sight, but with certain, I get to look smart here. Because we made agreements with different countries to get our oil from different places, then it has put faith back in the stock market, so it's gone back down dramatically. So
thank God.
Yeah, and when I say dramatically, it's still going to be, you know, expensive, but it's going to be not like,
I know, because you, like $6. You have to refill your car every day, right?
With
your
commute? I did it back in February. My brother uses my car though right now, so
okay.
Right. He fills it up, and I think that's nice of him. But like, he tries to like, oh, so I filled up your car the other day. I'm like, you use it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I changed your oil the other day. You can say thank you. I'm like, oh, I don't fucking have to because you're the one using it right now. you're the one that's putting the miles on. I expect this from you.
Sometimes it just makes me happy that other people have the same issues with family that I do.
Yeah, I'm not thinking.
Like, what do you mean I have to clean the living room upstairs?
Yeah.
I don't do anything in the living room upstairs. I don't make any mess up there.
Wait, before we go, great news, everyone. One of our favorite guests of the show, friend of the show, Jessica Howard, just gave birth to her child.
Yay!
Oh, she says, yesterday I became a mama. Oh, this very, very cute little boy. He likes to coo himself to sleep. I thought that was a misspelling. I was like, oh, that's funny. But no, it's coo himself to sleep. And is already my favorite person in the entire planet. Love you to the moon. And then some, Connor Nolan. Oh, I'm not insulted. It wasn't any of our names, especially mine.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. That's
nice.
So amazing.
That's nice. Yeah, and then you know what's really nice as well? The winner gamer with his daughter. Watches Spider-Man today.
Oh, it's so good.
It's baby season. It's just so beautiful. It's the best time of year. They don't know anybody. They're all stupid little idiots.
How dare you?
Which, okay, before we go, I call kids, great, this is what I've been meaning to say for a very long time. I don't know. I call kids, like, if I see them, I go, like, depending on the size of the child, I go, that's a little bean.
Oh, it's so small. Yeah, look at a little bean.
But then I go into, oh, what a little potato. Because it's a little.
And then, what a little tater.
A little potato. And then when it's like a bigger baby, I go, oh, what a little sack of potatoes. Look at them, cutie. Why do I do that?
We have to end the show because my mind's going in many different directions right now. Like,
I measure via vegetable, via starch. Why?
Thought has nothing to do with your vegetable naming
conventions.
Mine has to do, I just remembered a thing that I think it was a TikTok or something. Uh-oh. About Tomater from Cars. When you really think about it, he runs a junkyard. Uh-oh. What is the junkyard filled with? Rusted out cars. Is he a Undertaker? Is he a serial killer? What's his deal?
Holy shit.
Those cars used to be alive. What's happening?
And the world will never know. Until next time, everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show. This is the real ending. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.